DJ Rampage. We at war. We at war with 10. Yeah. We at war. We at war with terrorism. Racism. Yeah. We at war. 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 Yeah. We at war.
DJ Rampage. We at war. Mix Show Madness. Doing what I do. Hit me on Instagram at The Real Rampage. Let's go.
We at war. God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. What the Midwest is, young and restless, restless. Might snatch your necklace, and next these might jack your Lexus. Somebody tell these who Kanye West is. I walk through the valley of the shadow where death is. Top floor, the view alone will leave you breathless. Try to catch it, it's kinda hard getting choked by the Texas. Yeah, yeah, and I check the method. They be asking us questions, harassing, arrest us, saying we eat pieces of like you for breakfast, huh? Y'all eat pieces of what's the basis? We ain't going nowhere but got suits and cases. A trunk full of coke, rental car from Avis. My mama used to say only Jesus could save us. Well, mama, I know I act the fool, but I'll be gone to November. I got packs to move. I hope God show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think nothing I could do now to right my wrongs. I wanna talk to God, but I'm afraid cause we ain't spoken so long. God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think there's nothing I can do now to right my wrongs. I wanna talk to God, but I'm afraid cause we ain't spoken so long.
Back on Last Day Radio Network. Sirius XM 141. One thing I've learned from Rampage, and shout out to DJ Rampage, who laces us every week, producing the show and on the Wheels of Steel. I haven't heard this song from Kanye West in like 10 years. But one thing I've learned about the industry from hanging out with Rampage for so long, and Rampage has introduced me to a lot of people that our MCs and artists and producers and DJs. And Rampage has told me a lot of stories about the industry. You know, rest in peace to Chris Lighty. Rampage talks so much about Chris Lighty and the Violator movement and how it influenced him and helped him to be an artist that's in control of his masters and control of his business. And Ramp really knows the business side of this industry. You know, he has the Heat DJs, which is a prolific DJ group, very similar to the Heavy Hitters, some of these global DJ crews. And I tease Rampage all the time. I'm like, look, you know, I have the business degree, the master's degree in finance, and can put on a suit and can get into certain rooms. But me and you are the same, man. We're the same. You went to the School of Hard Knocks. You know just as much about business as I do, perhaps more. And I learned from Rampage to respect artists. I've had so many when I was interviewing artists early in my career, and even still, like Jay Zone was on the show a couple weeks ago. Jay Mumford. He used to be a rapper. Now they have a fantastic group called the Do-Rights that's a funk band that plays in New York City. And I'm trying to keep the conversation on his current band, because I called, you know, I reached out to Jay Mumford and said, can you come in and talk about the Do-Rights? But of course, me being a fan of when he was Jay Zone the rapper, I'm going to throw a question in there every once in a while. And he's very polite, but he's like, bro, that was 20 years ago. I'm not that dude anymore. The last thing an artist usually wants to hear is about something they did 20 years ago. And for you to pontificate about their work 20 years ago when they're still putting out material, and maybe the game has changed, but to the artist, there's a level of respect for what they're putting out now. And I try to be very careful when I interview people to show love to what they've done historically, but also show love to what they're doing now. That said, I don't talk about Kanye West that much, but I miss the Jesus Walks, College Dropout, Graduation, Kanye West. 808s and Heartbreak. I'm not going to get into this man's personal life. This is not a gossip show. I don't really care. I'm actually about to flip to a sports topic. I feel that Kanye West is run out of bullets. I mean, if you can't get attention selling swastika t-shirts that link to your commercial on the Super Bowl, so you do a commercial at the Super Bowl for your website, and the only thing that's being sold on the website is a white t-shirt with a black swastika on there, and you're praising Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich, which is inadvertently supporting the atrocities committed in the Holocaust and is anti-Semitic. There are a lot of people that try to get you in a circular logic about what anti-Semitism is, but that's definitely anti-Semitism. And then he's calling Jay-Z and Beyonce's kids retarded. He's exposing his wife on some contract with his daughter and name, image, and likeness and all of those things. It seems that he's cutting deep. He's participating in behavior. I'm not a psychologist, but this is very dangerous behavior. Seems like he's cutting off every single opportunity that he has. And I'm concerned about his well-being. I don't really care about his court cases. For some reason, he believes that I care as a fan. You know, I just want to hear the music. And Vultures, that ain't it. Donda, that ain't it. I mean, I'm glad that look, I know what it's like to lose my mother suddenly. And that can have a powerful impact on someone. So I empathize with him there. But just down to the album, Zayt, Vultures, these Vultures series are less than all right. So that's suboptimal music. I think that his career is over as a powerful musician. Unlike many of the greats, he didn't create much of a stable of people on his label. So you see that some of the great hip hop artists, they went out and they signed other people to them. You know, Eminem signed 50 Cent. You know, 50 Cent had G-Unit. Dre and Ice Cube both went on their ways after leaving NWA and had people signed to them, you know, Interscope Records. Ice Cube had the Lynch Mob. Lynch Mob was low-key dope. And a lot of the greats, they've had people under them. Kanye hasn't really built that roster of people under him, so it's not like he's producing. I don't even know. You know, I think West Side Gun, I think Griselda has more clout in the hip hop game right now than Kanye West. He's just an old dude. He's trying to get on the Kendrick Drake feud. You know, pushing 50. He's going after Kendrick. Kendrick doesn't respond because he's not important enough to respond to. And it's a sad ending. You know, I hope that Kanye goes to Wyoming or Japan, wherever he owns a home, and just lives his life, tries to be the best parent that he can. But I think the attention machine is over. If you can't get attention, if you can't get Jay-Z's attention calling his children retarded, you're just not relevant at this stage. If you can't get attention with all of the terrible things he said about, you know, a specified class of people that I'm not going to reference on this show because I want to continue to have a show. But all of the things that he said to get out of his contracts, you know, he's not a fashion icon anymore. I think, look, the Yeezy shoe, them Yeezy Reds need to come back out. If you want to clean up your image, get them Yeezy Reds back on the shelves. People will forgive and forget. But Kanye, he's just at a place right now where he's cried wolf so many times. he's alienated so many people. You just don't expect much from him. I used up the whole segment on Kanye. I was actually going to talk about Shedeur Sanders and his draft stock falling and how much of a farce that is. We've all seen the tape on Shedeur. People are mad at Shedeur because he's a black man that has not capitulated. He does it his way. He's already a multimillionaire. You see the comments go to Fox News. You see the comments go to different sites. There's a lot of anger and vitriol, especially these young people that are NIL, that have NIL deals, that already are multimillionaires before they even set foot on a professional field or court. And we know that being a defiant black man is one of the worst things that you could do in American society. And that is a parallel to Kanye, because there are stands that Kanye has taken that I agree with. He wants control of his business, intellectual property, and I support that. And, you know, you have contracts, but you're going to get leverage. Elon Musk is trying to get leverage. He wants everybody to buy a Tesla. You know, Elon Musk was just saying a few months ago that empathy is the weakness of Western society. Now he's looking for empathy. I'm not saying that people should go out and burn down his cars and his car dealerships, but everybody's angling. Everybody's trying to get what they want from society. Everybody's selfish. Everybody's out for them. But Kanye West is special, man. It's nobody bats an eyelash when he says the things that he says. It's just, I think it's over, bro. I don't think anyone gives a bleep. What you think? We definitely don't want to hear any music because it sucks. And you're not putting out fashion. You're not putting out, I think you put out those slides and them shoes that are really socks, but you can't wear that to work. Like, you're not pumping out high level, you know, Virgil Abloh, rest in peace, Pharrell. You're not pumping out Louis Vuitton level fashion, Prada, Gucci level fashion. You're just irrelevant. And I hate to see it, but that kind of shows you about the industry. It doesn't matter who you are. At some point, you're not going to be relevant in music. You got to find something else. I was talking about Ice Cube. Ice Cube has the big three. Dr. Dre got into, you know, Beats by Dre. There has to be something else that you put your energy into. LL Cool J has become a great actor. There's got to be something else, because you're not going to be able to put out multi-platinum records at 65 years old. It just doesn't work that way. Paragon 7 Studios.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lounge J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
Up the sideline with room. Here he gallops, cuts it back. Down the Alabama transfer here at Ohio State. Touchdown, world famous.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
My new car. Please bring me good juju.
You need good juju?
Juju Watkins.
Check this out.
Wow, that is good, but I just wanted to make sure my car has coverage.
Oh, you don't need me. You need, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
A State Farm agent can help you choose the right coverage at a price that's right for you.
So who's up for some one-on-one?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hip-hop has been a reflection of culture and society.
That includes stories of struggle
and pain,
social injustice,
racial inequality,
the marginalization of communities.
Today,
we confront a healthcare system
that has been rigged against all of us.
Hospitals force patients to sign contracts for services
without ever showing us actual prices.
Stifling competition,
overcharging without accountability.
And if we can't pay these same contracts,
allow them to take everything we own,
creating so much fear that millions and millions of Americans refuse to enter a hospital,
putting our health and our lives at stake.
This is an American humanitarian crisis.
We love our nurses
and we need our doctors,
but hospitals and insurers rigging
A system to make profits off of people that's in struggle is unforgivable.
We demand prices
and transparency in healthcare.
Power to the patients.